Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Heretical Superglue and the Helmet of Salvation. And I want to start in Isaiah 59:17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. So if we think about the item of armor, a helmet, I think it's important to remember the responsibility of the man wearing it to put it on every day. We have the hope of salvation indeed if we walk consistently in the light of God's word and put on the necessary armor to keep us from sin. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. What we see in the once saved, always saved perversion is the application of a super glue to the inside of the helmet before the one-time act of putting it on. This super glue cannot be removed no matter how hard you try, and sin can no longer separate you from a holy God because you accepted Jesus into your heart. Hebrews 10:26-27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. With the helmet now invariably stuck to the head of this person, one can take his mind off of God when not in quote-unquote church to pursue worldly hobbies and desires, still retaining the hope. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. In actuality, a man can put on and take off this hope whenever he desires. Why would Brother Paul warn of letting things slip if we couldn't let things slip? Hebrews 2 verse 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Why would the Lord tell us to hold fast to that which we have if we could just superglue the crown of eternal life to our head? Revelation 3 verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. This is a doctrine of devils that gives place to sin, claiming the covenant with God is one-sided, that man has no role to play besides calling upon him. This doctrine disregards the covenantal God of the Bible that always requires man to walk in his covenants. Matthew 22:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Why else would we have to endure till the end to be saved if it was secured with heretical glue already? Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So that was my short study on heretical superglue and the helmet of salvation. We stood outside of a gospel jubilee here in Tennessee, and we saw a lot of very proud, very vain, very harlot-dressed Baptist folks walking into this jubilee. And the preachers that were at the jubilee, you can see the testing on don'tperish.com, all preach a once-saved, always-saved gospel, where you can't lose your salvation. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. There's no way you can lose your salvation. And if you end up apostatizing and turning back, well, you never really were saved in the first place. It's a very Calvinistic doctrine, and it's totally heretical to the Word of God, where constantly, if you look up all of the if verses, I encourage you to look at the article my brother has on his teaching articles, all of the if verses that Paul has in his writings where it says, if we endure, if we continue, if we hold fast. Why would he be putting so many ifs in there if we could just super glue the crown of eternal life, like I said, to our head and we wouldn't have to worry about it. We could just pursue the things of the world and we'll be okay, we'll be fine, we don't have to worry about sin anymore. It's a total doctrine of devils, and I encourage you, neighbor, if you think you're once saved, always saved, consider this. Are you once hired, always hired in your job? Are you once married, always married in your marriage? The covenants of man don't even have that one-sided nature to them. How much more the covenant with God? So I encourage you to test yourself. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.